Hello, everybody. Come on in here. Take your chair right there. Well, they're all full, but just come on in anyway, because we're having a good time on the fundamentals of faith. And I'll say it again. These two airplanes fundamentally are the same, but as you can see, they're fundamentally a whole lot different. This is a piston-powered airplane. This is a jet. At the time that I received my type rating in this airplane here, the Citation 10, it was the fastest civilian airplane on the planet. At that time, and I flew that airplane for 15 years, and then the other manufacturers caught up with it. And it was, the cruise speed was Mach 0.92. So that's 92% of the speed of sound. It was a very fast airplane. And the dive test on these, when Boeing, when Stearman first manufactured and then Boeing took it up, the dive test, because students were going to be in this thing. And that old Stearman was built so well that they kept going up higher and higher and higher and higher and diving it right straight down, and they couldn't tear it up. When they did the dive test on this, of course, it went supersonic. But it's just magnificent. It's just a machine. The human body is a machine. It has to have exhaust. It has to have air to breathe. That engine has to have air to breathe. Amen. The human physical body is a machine. And you need to keep them in good repair. And actually, this is the manufacturer's handbook, and we learn how to keep it well. Yes. And if you'll pay attention to it, it'll teach you how to eat so that you can live to be 120 years old. Amen. Now, over in the New Covenant, it's voluntary. Mm-hmm. In the first one, it was a law. Mm-hmm. Particularly for the fact that by the time this was written, these people had been in Egypt all this time, and they just had to eat anything you could find just to stay alive. So it had to be straightened out. Now then, Romans chapter 10, please. Now we said this. If we know what faith is, well, we found that out. It is the confirmation. It is the title deed to the things we hope for, and it is the evidence of things we cannot see. So it's the evidence of things that we can't see or feel. You can't feel it. You can feel the results of it. But faith is a powerful, powerful spiritual force. That just happens to be the name of it. F-A-I-T-H. Now, we found out last week that faith in that name, faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth did the same thing that Jesus did when he was actually here on the earth and taught them about his name. So now we have the Spirit of God through the Apostle Paul in chapter 10 of the book of Romans. And verse 5, Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man that does those things shall live by them, but the righteousness which is of faith speaks. It speaks. On this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead? That's talking about his burial and resurrection. Now, what does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart, your spirit, your inner person. That is the word of faith which we preach. That's what I'm preaching now, the word of faith. And now you'll, in a moment, you'll see why it says it. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's a salvation prayer right there. Now, when I prayed it, I didn't know that was in the Bible. I just said, Jesus, come into my heart, because that's what my Sunday school teacher told me. But it worked. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto. I want you to get that. Confession is made unto salvation. Confession is made unto healing. Confession is made unto prosperity. So let's settle something right here. In the 27th, 28th, and 29th chapters of the book of Deuteronomy, we find the blessing of Abraham and the curse of the law. But now we know from the book of Galatians, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Yes. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, or what the promised Spirit promised in His Word. Yes. By faith.
Yes.
There it is again. So, most people don't, you ask them, what are we redeemed from? I don't know. I learned that from Brother Hagin. And I would have been the same way, because I was scripturally illiterate when I received the Lord Jesus. Now, a lot of people receive Him as Savior, and He is not Lord at all. To be Lord, you do what He says. That's what He said. So now listen to this. For the Scripture says, say the Scripture says, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. All right, you just start believing that. I'm not going to be ashamed in this. Now, I may look, you know, goofy to other people. Well, so what? For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Well, we fall in the category of the Greeks. That's anybody that's not Jewish. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There it is again. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? They can't. How shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? They can't. And how shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. How shall they preach except they be sent or be anointed? I've heard some of that. There was a man, big part of the Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship back in the day, and I was too. And he made this statement. He said, I preached, pastored a church for over 20 years and realized I had never been born again. And he said, you have no idea what a difference it made in my life. And then he said, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And he said, where has all this been? It's right there in the book all the time. But he said, I thought it all been passed away. A lot of people have had that, but that's just lack of knowledge from lack of study. And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, say, so then. So then, or the bottom line is this. Faith, notice, cometh is in italics. Faith by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Yes.
So, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. Recurrent training here. Recurrent training here.
Yes. All the time.
All the time. So that you, I really enjoyed it when we actually had cassette tapes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The CDs, how do you stop that thing and wind it back up? How do you make this thing do that? It was so easy. Amen. And back there in those early days, Gloria and I didn't watch television. We didn't watch anything. We were too busy. We were just too busy because we were feeding on His Word. We were feeding our faith. Faith was coming. Faith came. And as you know, I was on the flight crew of Oral Roberts Evangelistic Association. I was traveling with him. But I had Brother Hagin's tapes. I was watching him and listening to him preach and act on faith in the miracle ministry, and I saw miracles, I'll tell you. Oh, one time this young man came out there and all in braces out on the stage. This was in an auditorium. And he looked like a mechanical man, and he had these crutches like this. It came out there. And Brother Roberts talked to him for a few minutes. He would always do that. He would talk with him. And he would say things like, now, and he'd call your name. And he'd say, now, with me, Christ is right here. He's right here. And because of His Word, I know He wants you well. And He wants you well right now. So I'm expecting a miracle, are you? Then he would, most nearly every time, would say, you know, God is a good God. Mm-hmm. And you have to expect the miracle by faith. Mm-hmm. And he just laid hands on that young man. He went back then, his crutches, one went that way and one went the other way. He just sat down and started pulling braces off. Got all of it and turned around and walked from one end of that stage to the other and turned around and ran to the other end and left all of the junk laying up there on the thing. I saw a woman spit a tumor out on the ground. We were in a tent at that time, end of the tent. She spit that thing up. It was still moving. Faith came. Faith came. Well, I would come home, and I had professors. ORU was one of the first in the nation to do this at a major university. I could go to the study hall because I'd be gone a week. And they had a little booth there, and I could put a headset on and go back and get the lectures. They were taped, and go back and get those. And I would have professors that been in the ministry longer than I was old. And for a while, I couldn't understand that. They would come in there and say, Brother Copeland, would you pray for this for me, please? But the thing that had happened, the word was getting around. I wasn't but 30 years old. The word was getting around that if I prayed for you or with you, the miracle was there. Well, Brother Roberts had laid hands on me. I was listening to those tapes of Brother Hagin's just night and day, faith came. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that still will. Yes. And the CDs work. Yeah. I'm just get a little grappy about them, but it's possible to do that. But now they've taken CDs out of the cars, unless you got a real high-end car. So put them on your phone. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I still have Brother Hagin. He's been in heaven since 2003. And if I listen to him long enough, I sound like him. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned it. Now, notice this. But I say, have they not heard? So it's the hearing. Jesus said, go to Mark 4. The sower sows the word. Right. Ah, so the word is a seed. And all of the different kinds of heart, Gloria said you need to take a soil sample of what happened in the heart, the human heart, and these different things. Here's a good checklist. And you can see, you can just go down through here. Have I let it slip? Well, in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, the gospel was preached unto them the same as others, but they didn't mix it with faith. Amen. So faith, we're talking about the fundamentals of faith. So, now then, let's go over here to the fourth chapter of Romans. And we get down to faith calls things that be not as though they were. In Romans chapter 4, well, Lord, let's go back up to verse 12. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, walking in his faith steps, which he had being yet uncircumcised. That just became, that changed the blood of the covenant. The first one in the 15th chapter of Genesis, very, very detailed. Study it. The animal would be cut down the spine and allowed to fall and so forth. That's when God made promises to him. So shall thy seed be. Then, in the 17th chapter of Genesis, the blood covenant of circumcision, there was human bloodshed. All of this is type. All of it points to Jesus. Then, and all of it is about the blessing. We're redeemed from the curse. But then the blood of Jesus. So, now, to catch up with this. Look at verse 3. What saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God and is accounted unto him for righteousness.
Yeah.
He believed God.
Yeah.
He believed what he said.
Yes.
He didn't have a book. And God would have to appear to him and say it.
That's right. Yeah.
He appeared to him in the 17th chapter of Genesis. Yeah. And Abram fell on his face. Praise God. So now, and let's come on over here. Verse 14, if they which of the heir of faith is made void and so forth and so on. Now, verse 16, therefore, look at it, it is of faith. It is of faith. Why? So that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him, or like unto him, I like to say it like this, in his presence, and he did. Before him who believed God, who quickeneth the dead, he makes alive the dead, and calls those things which be not as though they were. He calls things that don't exist as though they do, because he's the creator. He has the authority. He said, I have made you the father of many nations. Not I'm going to. He said, I've already done it. Now that's what you are. I'm going to change your name, and I'm going to put my name in the middle of yours to indicate we are in covenant together.
Amen.
Abram became Abraham. that H in the middle. Hashem, Yud, He, Vav, He. Right in the middle of his name. The first recorded incident in history where there was a covenant and a name change. It's practiced today. And 99 and 9/10 cents of the people that get married don't have any idea where it came from. And I do know of some women that don't want the name of their husband. Well, bless your darling heart. That's not even a covenant.
No, it's not.
It is not. What is it? It's an agreement. Prenuptial agreement. That's not a covenant. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
What difference does it make if they love one another? Are you kidding me? I'm not going to even go there. I don't want to get mad and aggravated and upset. I'll do that later. I don't want to get you upset either. Now, so we see this. That is calling faith, number four, call things that be not as though they were.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Turn with me to 1 Peter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 24. But now what, hey, there's 23 verses ahead of that. A lot of people turn to this verse and just for some reason doesn't seem like they receive their healing. And most of the time it's in these verses up here.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Laying aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speakings.
Yes.
Woo! That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
That needs to be dealt with.
Yes.
Now, you come down here. Verse 23. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body, that we being dead to sins. We being dead to sins? Well, there's things there's been situations there. You remember when we read the 107th Psalm?
Yes.
Well, there's some soul searching needs to be done here.
Yes.
You need to go take communion. Go to 2 Corinthians 11. Take communion. Judge yourself that you be not judged. All of that is part of this. By whose stripes ye were healed. Now, there's a lot of people need to learn to call things to be not as though they were. Right here, there's a lot of hang up on this. Amen. I've seen it in my own ministry. And we'll talk about it before we get through here. But right now, we are out of time again. But we'll be back in just a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Pray, believe you receive it. Not after you see it, not after you feel it, because you're changing something here. This is the prayer of faith that changes things.
Yeah.
Join us for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, November 10th through November 12th. Register today at kcm.org/DC.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. read interactive BVOV magazines, and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
All that God is, His love, His wisdom, His power, is summed up in one name. It's the same name by which all creation was made and by which you are saved, the name of Jesus. When you became a believer, Jesus gave you His name and everything that goes with it. Find out the inheritance you have in His name with Jesus, the name above every name, an MP3 teaching by Kenneth Copeland. The name of Jesus overcomes all the power of the enemy and gives you victory. It releases the power of the gospel, which is healing, deliverance, and prosperity. Proverbs says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Learn to remain in the refuge of His name. You've been made a joint heir with Christ. Study what you've been given so you can speak out by faith the name above every name, Jesus. Jesus is the name above every other name. His name contains the power to overcome all evil and position you for victory in all areas of your life. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's series, Jesus, the Name Above Every Name, available on MP3 disc at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
It was just wonderful having you here today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and our entire class reminding you that God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. So give Him another praise. Hallelujah.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes.